Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to wrap up this week taking another look at, or at least completing what we started yesterday, which is taking a look at what Jesus means by humility and meekness. That beautiful, simple passage we were given in the Gospel in chapter 11 of Gospel of Matthew, where Jesus says the following, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." How about that? Doesn't that sound good today? He said, "Come to me." So he's inviting each one of us personally to come. Remember, this week, one of the key things we've been talking about is what does it mean to be a disciple? And Jesus has invited us to enter into a particular kind of relationship with him, one in which he gives himself totally to us and then expects us to give ourselves totally to him, even in our imperfection. He's after the heart. He wants to operate with us at the heart level. What is it you love? Come and follow me. And if you seek me first, and if you abide in me and you live with me in your heart and you seek to learn from me, your life's going to bear fruit. And here's another place, this beautiful passage where Jesus says, "Come to me." He understands how burdened we are and how heavy laden we are. Living in a fallen world, being fallen people ourselves, right? And as I mentioned yesterday, the weight, the source of the weight in our lives that like a heavy yoke on us that weighs us down really is, friends, not only just the fallen world we live in, but the pride that's at the center of our own lives. Because pride is that thing that keeps us preoccupied with ourselves, that keeps score. You know, it's a constant thought process, negative thinking, negative emotions. We're all tangled up inside. It gets very complicated. And there's a powerful preoccupation with ourselves, comparing ourselves to other people, constantly trying to be first, keeping score of who's offended us, all kinds of things. Remembering the past, the wounds from the past that we can't get beyond. There's living realities in us, deep emotions and ways of thinking, unforgiveness, vengeance, hatred, competition. That's unhealthy, a healthy level of it. And it weighs on us and we're worried. You know, am I ever going to make it? Am I not? So this web of emotions, it's easy to be fixated on them. And every day, this kind of psychic energy, an emotional energy that has to go out to either keep these things alive or to keep them from overwhelming us or whatever. And a lot of it's just simply rooted in pride. And Jesus's rest comes from his relationship with the Father. He's bearing a different yoke altogether. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I'm gentle and I'm lowly, I'm humble in heart, and you'll find rest." The way of pride is the way of slavery. It just has so much weight on it. And in pride, life is a zero-sum game, or life is a constant competition and constant comparing and wanting to see me first, and making sure that I'm first, that I'm recognized, that I'm heard, that I'm valued, that I'm celebrated, who I am, what I am, all of that. It's all pride. And Jesus has the secret. And he's describing here, and he doesn't do it any other place in the Gospels, he's giving us insight into his own self-awareness, what he's actually like. What's the fundamental characteristics of his life or his character that he wants us to know and understand? He said, "This is what I'm like. I'm meek and I'm humble of heart." Now, those two terms and what they imply certainly are not celebrated very often in this world. The powerful, the rich, the dominant, you know, the movers and shakers are rewarded in this life. And so people pursue those things and think we need more of what it takes to get there. And Jesus is saying, slow down for a minute. Most of the weight on your life can be removed, not by the path you're on, but you got to come a different way. If you come to me, I'm going to show you things that really matter. I'm going to show you the way for you to live even in this world from a posture of rest and actually no joy and no peace in your heart. And that comes from walking in humility and meekness, which again, I say yesterday, is not meekness is not weakness. Meekness is strength under control, self-mastery, and keeping mind and heart on the reality that for us as creatures is that God is the place of rest. Jesus' rest comes from his relationship with the Father, the love of the Father, the delight the Father has in him, the relationship they've had from all eternity, the value and identity the Lord experiences being in relationship with the Father. And so he's a free man, and he's freed from the burdens of competing with everyone around him. He's a man of one thing, love God with all your heart, you know, the primary thing in first place. And I know that means walking and trusting in my Father, and he's totally trustworthy. My life is in his hands. The worst nightmares that can happen in this world, you know, they're like one of the saints, Teresa of Avila, was it said, you know, we're going to find out when we get to heaven that all of our burdens was just like one night in a bad hotel. When we see the glory that we're going to be clothed in by God's grace if we die in Christ. And so we see the Lord saying, this is a reality I want you to walk in, and I can help you if you come and trust me. And so we're talking yesterday into the program about defining characteristics of it. First, it's to have a teachable spirit. It's not to be puffed up. It's not to be quick to speak, slow to hear, but it's the reverse, right? To be quick to hear others, to be willing to be corrected, to not have to push myself into the center of things. You know, so that's one key thing, to be teachable in your spirit. Another is to see your own faults, to be willing to look at yourself. And guess what? People around us, sometimes when they point out our faults, we hate it. But often, even when they don't do it from the right spirit, they have a little bit of a nugget of truth there. So it's worth knowing the truth about ourselves and to not be afraid of it. And to know that I can face any and all criticisms about who I am in constructive criticism, I don't have to hide from it, run from it. I don't have to get angry at people if they somehow point it out in my life, but I can just receive it. And even if they're wrong, I can bless them and rest in God. Because who I am doesn't come from their affirmation or lack of affirmation of who I am. It can be difficult, but Jesus wants to teach us that those things shouldn't be the defining characteristic of our own self-understanding and the life, the posture we operate out of. Another characteristic of humility is a grateful spirit. And that is that we actually see we're getting a better deal than we deserve in life. We're able to see ourselves as fallen, sinful people. And we don't really deserve anything. But what we've been given is we've been given the kingdom. We've been given God. And this world may never recognize us. And if we're expecting to be recognized in this world, and we're not getting what we see other people getting, and we live from a posture of fear and ingratitude, we miss the point. Pride is the thing in us that causes us to complain and to feel mistreated. And if we let it go deep enough, you kind of develop a bitter spirit. And you can become resentful and resentful toward God. It's all pride. I deserve more. I'm not getting more. I'm not getting a bad deal. Why does that guy who's born with a silver spoon in his mouth get all that stuff and I don't get it? That kind of thing, that's being caught up, and then we're ungrateful. And Jesus wants us to see, remember Jesus, he said, the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He was despised and rejected by men in this world. He had nothing in this world, but he was the perfect man who was at perfect rest with God. And look at St. Francis and the saints who imitate Christ. St. Francis boasted in the fact that he had nothing in this world. And he was happy to be despised and rejected in the world, but he thought himself to be the richest of men. And he had joy characterized his life, and he walked in humility and meekness like Jesus. And he had that beautiful prayer that he wrote, you know, not to be seen so much. What is it? How does it go? The prayer of St. Francis. Oh, I'm just drawing a blank in my mind right now. But, oh, not to seek so much to be consoled as to consoled, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it's in giving we receive, pardoning that we were pardoned, dying that we're born to eternal life. Those are elements of that prayer. And that's really the communication of someone who's come into the humility and meekness of Jesus. He took up Jesus' invitation, said, Francis, come to me. I'm meek and I'm humble, and I will show you how to find rest. I want to help take the burden of pride and this fallen world off your shoulders. So again, having a grateful spirit, number four, you see the value of others, that you begin to grasp and see others the way Jesus does, and the great value that you value who they are. Everyone has a story to tell, the joys, the sorrows, and we open ourselves up to valuing what they have to say and wanting to hear their story instead of being self-absorbed in our own pride and caught in the emotional traffic within us all the time. We're not really interested in hearing about other people. We're interested in telling other people who we are or hearing our own story. And if we have the treasure of knowing who we are as children of God and we're living in the gaze of the Father, and we know the passionate love Jesus has for us, that our hearts are full. And so we can be at rest if we don't get our word in a particular conversation, or that we can be the first to say, no, I want to hear what hear the other person first, and to actually value and cherish that person, because you begin to see that person with the same eyes and the same heart that Jesus has. I'm not in competition with that person. I don't have to one-up that person. I don't have to make sure that my way is heard by everybody around the table. I can just rest and enjoy people wherever they are. And that'll give us more patience with people too. And their faults might be all over the place, but I don't have to get angsty about their faults. I can just value them from a place of security and the place of rest. Another sign is we're kind with our faults. Humility is kind and patient with the faults of others. It's easy to get offended. It's easy to get angry. Pride is quickly exasperated. It doesn't take much. And so the anger can rise in us easily. The measure of our anger is the measure of our unperceived pride. Think about that. The measure of our anger is the measure of our unperceived pride. The Lord wants us to walk with peace and rest. And think about how often anger steals the rest and the internal peace that we can have. Understand that the root of it often, friends, is pride. And so turn to the Lord, say, Lord, help me walk in humility and meekness right now. A humble person does good in secret. We're playing essentially for an audience of one. We're passionately pursuing God, but we're not looking for all the recognition of the world. And then also, a humble heart seeks the benefits of others. We want to see others do well. We want to see others come into this humility as well. So again, we're not in competition. Pride is so competitive in a wrong kind of way. If we have meek and humble hearts, let's just end the program this week with that prayer. Lord, we give you our hearts and we pray in the power of the Holy Spirit that we would indeed come into the rest that you have for us. Lord, give us meek and humble hearts for your glory. In your name we pray. Amen. Have a wonderful weekend, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's new booklet, Join the Resistance. In this booklet, Ralph gives us a tremendous vision how we can join St. Peter and the apostles who said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. To get this free booklet, you can call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.